This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, welcoming you to another edition of Issues of the Environment. As we approach the December holiday season, there are many reasons to be joyous, to celebrate, and to seek out the warmth and comfort of family, friends, and food. Many of us have had the good fortune to take these get-togethers for granted. It's just part of the annual plan. However, there are all too many who every day face the prospect of food insecurity and hunger. And as income inequality continues to expand and divide the haves and have-nots, it's a problem that is only growing. In addressing issues of food insecurity and hunger, we also find the manner in which we produce, store, and sell our foods is having environmental impacts, small and large. Here to help address these concerns today is Eileen Spring. Eileen is the president and CEO of Food Gatherers in Washtenaw County, and thank you so much for the time, Eileen. I appreciate it.
Thank you for including me.
You know, a statistic that I became aware of is that 1 in 7 Americans are considered food insecure. And last I heard, 15% in Washtenaw County fall into that category. First of all, is that accurate?
Yes, it's closer to 14% to be exact, which is nearly 50,000 people of our neighbors in Washtenaw County.
And to better understand what that means, how do you define food insecure?
Well, it's a pretty simple concept. There's different ways to measure it, but the concept is not really knowing where your next meal is coming from and having instability around whether it's nutritionally adequate food and a culturally appropriate food and that you can access it in a dignified and safe manner.
Are there particular segments of our population in Washtenaw County that are more at risk than others?
Well, lots of people think of hunger at this time of year around Thanksgiving and the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, hunger really spikes in communities throughout the United States during the summer months, where we have children who have been able to receive free or reduced school lunches and breakfast throughout the school year, are losing those meals in the summer. So Food Gatherers works with lots and lots of community agencies and partners to try to fill that gap in the summer months. The statistic that, you know, we're aware of around 1 in 7 folks in Washtenaw County, it's really, a lot of it is due to just the really high cost of living in our community,
mm-hmm.
and folks really struggling to pay rent and pay medical bills. And so they have to make some significant trade-offs, which often affect their ability to access nutritional food.
And you mentioned those K-12 students who in the summer sometimes are going without unless they can find a program that will help them. But it's in higher education as well. I know Eastern Michigan and the University of Michigan both have food pantries to help college students who fall into the food insecure category. Is that a growing segment of the insecure population?
I think it's more of an awareness of it and some increased stressors on students because of tuition costs and the lack of financial aid for some people. And Food Gatherers is a key partner in Swoop's Pantry as well as Maize and Blue Cupboard at University of Michigan. And we also support food security work at Washtenaw Community College.
We're talking with Eileen Spring on WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Eileen is president and CEO of Food Gatherers. In fiscal 2019, I believe Food Gatherers distributed 6.3 million pounds of food to the hungry. Now, to me, that sounds like a lot, but was it enough?
Well, actually, we distributed 6.6 million pounds of food last fiscal year. You know, it's hard to answer that question. It's certainly, we're making progress on that. It's the equivalent of nearly 15,000 meals a day in Washtenaw County,
mm-hmm.
if you convert the poundage, so to speak, into a meal. And we are working hard to fill those gaps and have consistency throughout the year. Last year was particularly a struggle for us because of the government shutdown, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
And so both Food Gatherers and our partner agencies and many others sort of stepped up to fill that gap as an emergency measure for about 8 weeks. I really hope that doesn't happen again this year because it's a real strain on the charitable system.
Where does the food come from that Food Gatherers is distributing today?
Well, thank you. So we were Michigan's first food rescue program, which means we're recovering food from a variety of sources in the food industry, and that comprises about 40% of all the food we distribute. And then another big component of our food distribution is from the USDA, which is a government resource that we distribute. and much other donated food as well that we get. And we also purchase some food throughout the year to make sure that we're giving a really solid nutritional variety of food to our partner agencies and the people we're serving.
Once again, this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Food Gatherers President and CEO Eileen Spring continues. As we approach another holiday season and prepare for those feasts with family and friends, I'm always acutely aware every year of how much extra food is being made and how much ends up going uneaten. And I read a figure that 400 pounds of food per person in the United States is thrown away on an annual basis, 40% of all food. Does that sound on target to you?
Yes, certainly from an industry level, about 40% of food that is grown, processed, and transported, it will never be consumed. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting is that, for folks to be aware of, is that food is often the number one material in municipal solid waste. So it's a huge piece of what ends up creating methane gas if it is not composted correctly.
We're wasting opportunity with such high levels of food waste in our homes, our restaurants, our grocery stores, in the transportation, in the production of food. Where do you see some solutions to capture more of that and get it into the hands of people who need it?
Well, that's what we do every day. And so we have great participation from our local grocery stores who donate to us on a regular basis. One of the things that has made it particularly challenging is sort of the growth of ready-to-eat foods, mm-hmm. which is that kind of food that you see that is often in smaller packages. It's a sandwich. It's, you know, a little salad. And, you know, that...
Or some of the pre-cut fruits that you see in the produce section, right?
Exactly. And so if you imagine a pineapple that's whole, uncut, that pineapple can store for a month. When it gets converted into sliced pineapples in a small container, that container really is safe to eat, has like a four-day shelf life.
Not to mention the container is usually plastic and a hazard in and of itself.
Exactly. So that's kind of the stressor on our food rescue activities, is that we have to move much more quickly and we have to be much more savvy about use-by dates and all those kinds of things. And we have to depackage a lot of food in order to be good environmental stewards. And so that has really increased the labor associated with food recovery efforts.
Is the infrastructure in place, or are we getting closer to being able to do a much better and a job of capturing the food and getting it into the hands of the needy?
Yes, I think we really do a great job here because of tremendous support from volunteers. We have more than 7,000 volunteers annually at Food Gatherers, and a huge piece of what they're doing is sorting and, you know, handling this food to make sure it's safe to distribute, composting it if necessary. And we could not do that work without the support of volunteer labor.
Will we see an increased need for food pantries and organizations like Food Gatherers, not only in Washtenaw County, but around the state and the country? Or can we reverse trend and start to diminish the number of food insecure and hungry?
Well, I hope so. Food insecurity is really a reflection of some other forces at work about people's income, their wages, and the other sort of daily bills they face, whether that's medical bills or housing bills. So it's a key piece of our work to advocate for changes so that people who are working full time can afford healthy food. And SNAP, which is what we refer to as food stamps for some people, is a real key level of defense on the federal level. And people who are eligible for SNAP benefits really can access food directly at grocery stores and farmers markets, and it helps the local economy. But the reality is, in our community, because of the cost of living being so high, that 40% of the folks who are food insecure don't even qualify for SNAP.
So the cost of doing your business has gone up, as you've made mention of. Is and are organizations like Food Gatherers sustainable in and of themselves moving forward?
Well, I hope so. That's what we're working on. And, you know, we definitely rely on people's generous support for our efforts through charitable donations and through volunteer efforts.
Well, thank you for the time today, and thank you for all the work this year and every year. That is Eileen Spring, President and CEO of Food Gatherers in Washtenaw County. To find out more about today's issues of the environment topic, visit our website at WEMU.org. We'll connect you with everything you need. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it each Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.